This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the phones and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have our listener map. There's hundreds of our listeners that have gone to map.freetalklive.com and have plotted themselves on our listener map, which is pretty cool. It shows you the entire world, and you can zoom in on your little section of the world if you like and find out who else might be nearby who also listens to Free Talk Live. In fact, we've actually reunited some old college buddies as a result of them finding one another on our listener map.
That's great.
Yeah, so, and of course it's free, so go to freetalklive.com or specifically map.freetalklive.com. We'll take you right to it. And you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, go ahead and give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, since Jason, you are the third man tonight, we will start with you.
Good times.
What do you got tonight?
Well, let's go down to Pennsylvania. York County, to be precise. Now, as you guys know, York County is, they've had the whole intelligent design versus evolution debate, and
well, there's been a lot of, I guess, counties having that debate recently.
Yeah, a few. Yeah,
they, definitely been in York County. They actually got the intelligent design mumbo jumbo into the textbooks.
Okay.
Yes. Well, there was a vote yesterday. Eight of the nine school board members were up for re-election, and eight of the nine were defeated. And the ninth was not up for re-election.
So, and the ninth is scared.
Yeah. Oh, yes. They're all out. Challengers unseated eight out of nine Dover Board of Education members yesterday in a tight race that centered on, of course, intelligent design versus evolution.
Interesting.
Now, the eight board members unseated were all proponents of the policy and now a subject of federal court case requiring high school freshmen to hear a statement about intelligent design before biology lessons about evolution.
Oh, this is like the disclaimer board where
it says there was something said like
evolution is just a theory.
Right.
And other options ought to be taken into account.
Right. So they didn't really, I guess they didn't really delve into deeply what intelligent design was, but they just sort of wanted to take a shot at evolution in advance of any sort of curriculum.
They try to take a shot at evolution at every opportunity they can get.
So here you go.
For instance, let's see, there's the Grand Canyon business. How they say, oh, the Grand Canyon was created in a matter of days by the Great Flood. You know, the Great Flood, Noah.
Yeah, that's what one of the crackpots said on Penn and Teller's BS, where they were examining things like this. They actually, somebody actually looked at a camera and said that without flinching.
Well, it would have to have been made in a couple of days because it's been around quite some time. I mean, they can, you know, see that it's been around and yeah, if there's only been 6,000 years and the Earth's been here, and yeah, you have to do it in a couple of days.
Right.
To really fit it in the timeline.
With super laser water or something like that. The extra erosive style water. Sure.
Well, I'd say that there's problems with, you know, I mean, people can punch holes in both, you know, the intelligent designers have a few little questions that do seem difficult for the scientists to answer. But I think that what scientists think is true should be taught in science class.
It makes sense.
And scientists, by and large, believe in well, evolution.
Right.
That's the best explanation they've currently got. That's what is backed up by science.
And if something better comes out, science will acknowledge that it's a better idea or it's a better theory. That's what science does. It vets ideas. Somebody puts forth a theory and other scientists say, well, that can't be the case because of blah, 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 or, well, you're absolutely right because of blah, 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 blah. And so science is constantly competing. It's kind of like this competition of ideas to explain how the world works.
The scientific method is a wonderful thing.
How does the scientific method work anyway? For people,
I can't remember the process.
Hypothesis is
and testing. Lots and lots and lots of testing.
Right, you have to test your hypothesis, and then other people, you get your results, and you can publish what you, I guess, have revealed from that. I don't know if that's your not a thesis. That's an English word. Your theory. And then you can turn it into a theory, and then people will also take that and take it and do the exact same tests and see if they can get the exact same results that you got. That vets. If they do, then that vets what it is that you said. If they don't, then you're basically flushed, and you have to try again.
But the scientific method, it can't possibly be applied to intelligent design. There's no science in intelligent design.
No, it's just mumbo-jumbo.
It is.
And it's just feel-good stuff for the people that believe in it. And, you know, if that's what you believe in, then great. Personally, I don't really care. Personally, it doesn't matter to me how we got here. What matters is what we do when we're here. What matters is what we do with our lives. Now, I understand there are plenty of people that are interested in knowing how we got here, but really, does it honestly have any bearing on your life today?
I think it does.
I think it does as well.
How?
Well, either you got here by evolution, or you got here by an intelligent designer, and that would say whether or not God exists, because, you know, I mean, God would.
So that's the only reason it matters to you, is because you'll know whether or not God exists?
I would love to know whether God exists and what kind of quote-unquote plan he has for my life. I would love to know that.
Okay. Well, the intelligent design people aren't anywhere close to being convincing on that one. So maybe God could reveal himself in some other way beyond telling us that that's how he, or, and that's how we got here.
No, God doesn't reveal himself. He wants everybody to love him and worship him, but he's not going to show his face. He's a coward. God is a coward.
Yeah, I don't understand. Why is that anyway?
He demands faith.
Why? I mean, why do we all have to go on this old book that somebody found so many years ago?
We don't all go on the old book.
No, you're right. I don't at all. I'm an atheist, but I'm just asking.
Lots of people in the world don't believe the old book.
Okay, there are a few different old books that a lot of people do believe in. And I think it's just asinine to ask people to believe in something because someone wrote something about it hundreds of, if not thousands of years ago. It just seems silly to me.
Anyway. And people pick whatever it is that they want to believe. And,
indeed.
I've got a story from Kansas. It looks like the State Board of Education there is looking to find new jobs, too, because they're from the AP Wire, revisiting a topic that exposed Kansas to nationwide ridicule 6 years ago. The State Board of Education approved science standards for public schools Tuesday that cast doubt on the theory of evolution. The board's 6-4 vote, expected for months, was a victory for intelligent design advocates who helped draft the standards. Intelligent design holds that the universe is so complex that it must have been created by a higher power.
Oh, of course. Oh, we don't understand it, so it must have been God's work.
Critics of the proposed language charged that it was an attempt to inject creationism into the public schools in violation of the separation between church and state. The board's vote is likely to heap fresh national criticism on Kansas and cause many scientists to see the state as backwards.
So Kansas,
just so you know, I beat the scientists there. I already consider Kansas backwards.
So Kansas is jumping on board then on the intelligent design bandwagon, right?
Well, it's a pretty small bandwagon.
Well, I understand that, but so we've got Pennsylvania.
One guy with a fiddle.
We've got a county in Pennsylvania that went ahead and implemented some intelligent design stuff, and then as a result of that, the school board was ejected. Now Kansas has gone ahead and implemented intelligent design stuff. I predict that the Kansas school board will be sticking around. I don't think that they're going to see any real trouble in this.
Yeah, they're going to get their heads.
You think they're going to get in trouble
this
for this?
This is stupid.
Yeah, but it's Kansas.
No, you believe the same thing. But Kansans say to themselves, God, I hate being called stupid by America because of these jerks. And they're going to fire these people.
We'll see.
No, this is... I'm sorry. These six people that voted for this. I'm not saying all Kansans. The six people that voted for this really weren't thinking.
Now, intelligent design is certainly
science class.
Intelligent design and science, that's all interesting. But it really doesn't have any sort of bearing necessarily on important things in the world. Like gun bans in San Francisco. It passed yesterday. That's right. They're going to ban handguns in San Francisco. We'll give you the details coming up. 800-259-5791. And why this means you should probably buy more guns if you live in San Francisco. We'll explain coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best which governs thee.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And you can call in and talk about anything that might happen to be on your mind, whether it be political or personal. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there with over 1,000 people interacting. We've got about 65,000 or more posts for you to surf around through. Lots of stuff. Everything from serious issues-based conversations to fun stuff. I mean, if you want to talk about intelligent design, you'll find at least probably 5 different message threads about that. If you want to talk about banning guns, you'll find, you'll find almost every single issue discussed on our bulletin board system.
And if you don't, you can always start your own thread. You want to talk about how cool snakes are? There you go.
Yeah, you'll likely find some other snake freak if you do that. So it brings people together. Free Talk Live bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. So we are talking now about the San Francisco situation. According to the SF Gate, San Francisco voters took a stand Tuesday against military recruitment on public school campuses. voted to keep firehouses open and approved the nation's toughest ban on handguns by making it illegal for city residents to possess them.
What about their cops?
Gah.
What about people passing through the city? Do you just have to be a resident to, to make it illegal?
Wait, I don't live here. Yeah, I got a house here, but I'm not a resident.
Proposition H, which requires...
Wait. Proposition H?
Yeah.
Oh, man, how apt and wrong.
Which requires...
Well, they can take it and stick it the same place they put Preparation H, as far as I'm concerned.
It requires city residents who already own guns to turn them into police by April 1st.
Tell them go to hell. I'm not turning anything.
98% of precincts had been counted, and it was winning by 58%. The measure also makes it illegal to buy, sell, distribute, and manufacture firearms and ammunition in the city. Only two other cities in the country, Washington, D.C. and Chicago, have similar bans.
Oh, yeah, and their crime rates. Yeah, they're great.
Oh, yeah, they're just
peaceful, going good there.
Peaceful, wonderful places to live. According to Supervisor Chris Daly, San Francisco voters are smart and believe in sensible gun control.
What? That's an oxymoron.
Well, what he's saying is that the minority, the 42% that voted against it, you're all stupid.
Yeah.
All you gun owners, you're just a bunch of dum-dums. Those of you who voted for it, you're the smart ones. That's what he's saying.
I do not get where people get this whole gun thing. You know, I get, you know...
They're scary!
They
make big, loud noises!
But, you know, there's falling into the trap of the government. This is what the government wants! They want us all to have no guns at all! This is what George Bush wants! Believe me.
If Proposition H gets some handguns out of San Francisco and mitigates some of the violence, then it's a win. Proposition H opponents said a ban on handguns won't reduce crime because criminals aren't likely to turn in their guns.
As a matter of fact, if I was a violent criminal, the party's in Frisco.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go womp on some hippies.
Now, I don't own a gun. I do own a gun. I do not have a gun in my home. Mm-hmm. My mother took it away from me after, shortly after 9/11. She didn't want me to. I bought it at non 9/11, and
okay.
She didn't want me to have it. But
such a mama's boy.
Well, you know, she got it when I wasn't paying attention. Actually,
oh,
so I don't know where it
she
is.
She ganked your gun from you?
Yeah, she did.
That's rough.
So now your mom's packing the heat, and
well,
you're
my mom's always had a gun.
Oh,
I don't understand that at all.
How old are you again?
34. She had the opportunity to take it. She thought that nothing good could happen. You know, no matter what, they're still your children. So, and I don't particularly need a gun. I just don't need one. I've never been in an instance where a gun has made me better off.
I see.
But I don't. I do understand that people do need them, and people in San Francisco, now that they have a quote unquote gun ban. They really need to go out and buy one.
Oh, yeah.
If I lived in San Francisco, I'd make sure I had one, because there's going to be problems.
Well, we had a guy who actually lives in San Francisco email the show asking if he should turn in his gun, and I said, hell no. I mean, well, first thing I asked him was, is it registered with the state? Because if they know that you have a gun, they're going to come get it. I mean, don't you think? Don't you think that they'll start... coming around looking for guns from the people that are registered concealed carry owners out there in California?
I'd sell my gun through the newspaper that was registered, and I would go get another one.
You mean you'd
sell
it? You could also just sort of sell it through the newspaper, I suppose, if you wanted to as well. But if you are a gun owner in San Francisco, hopefully you've already decided to do what it takes to protect your gun and to ensure that you keep your gun, because as you guys pointed out, it's going to be open season on people up there. If you're a violent criminal, if you're willing to commit violence in order to get money and drugs or whatever else it is you want to get, pretty much everybody's going to be a pushover in San Francisco now as a result of that.
They don't have guns. You got a gun, you win.
So they have until, I think it was, what was it, April?
Yeah, it was April.
April 1st. So that's approximately 5 months, 5 or 6 months. Then everybody in the city has to voluntarily turn in their guns. And as the opponents pointed out, no criminal in the city is going to do that.
No, not one. Not one.
And, of course, all of the law-abiding citizens that refuse the gun owners that actually believe in the Second Amendment, believe they have a right in this country to own firearms, that a right... By the way, having a right means that you can't have it taken away by a majority vote.
It's true. I mean, they still have the right... When they turn in their gun, they still have the right to own it. Somebody might have made it illegal... But it's still their right.
Since we can apparently now in this country, or in some areas of this country, just abolish rights with a majority vote, maybe we could put a proposition on the ballot that just bans people from speaking entirely? Why couldn't we do that?
You could offend someone when you open your mouth.
Right. And offense hurts. I mean,
sure
when you're offended, that hurts on the inside.
Yeah.
It's hard to get over that sort of stuff. Let's ban speech. Let's just make it so everyone has to write down whatever it is they want to say or type it into a computer terminal because people's voices are just really annoying.
Yeah, they should have time to think about what they say.
Right.
They would do that. They absolutely would.
Yeah. Is this as disgusting to you as it is to me? 800-259-5791. Or are you somebody that thinks this is a good idea? Are you somebody that thinks that, boy, I wish my people in my county would get it together like San Francisco did and pass a gun ban here because I'll really feel safe when that happens?
I'm glad they would feel safe.
This would be one of those opportunities where, you know, we don't have guests on this show very often. But I'd kind of be interested in talking to one of these proponents or the police department or something like that and asking them what their plan is.
We should have talked to them before the election when they would care. Now they don't care. They won.
I just want to know what their plan is. What are you going to do? Are you going to pull up the database of people in the state of California that own firearms? And are you going to go from house to house if they don't report on April 1st?
The proponents don't have anything to do with the law enforcement, and that's the problem.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe talk to the law enforcement.
Well, I'm just saying that that's the problem with all of these things. The proponents have now got their little rule through, and now it's law enforcement's job to enforce it.
Right.
Proponents have nothing to do with it. All these Kelly's Law and Amber's Law and blah, 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 blah. These people don't have anything to do with the enforcement.
Okay,
now their kid's name is on the law. That's it. Do you think they go to Amber's mom every time there's an Amber alert?
No, of course not.
No. They just do whatever it is they do. Missing child.
It'd be very interesting to have somebody from San Francisco, maybe the police commissioner or whoever, probably would be the police spokesperson, and just ask them, what are your plans here? April 1st, everybody's supposed to have their guns turned in by then. What are you going to do after April 1st? What's the next step? It seems gun confiscation is the obvious answer.
You know, maybe it's all a joke. Maybe it's just an April Fool's Day joke.
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Joke's on you, buddy.
So.
Joke's on San Francisco.
Yeah. So we'll be interesting to see what their crime rate's going to be like a year from now.
Nah,
Free
1 year.
Live on the way, 800-259-5791, take control of the show.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply, which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. What's in a name? Plenty. And if you drive a Chrysler, Dodge, Honda, or Rolls Royce, I'll tell you about the humble beginnings of the men behind these great automotive names when we come back. Bobby Ligas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Automotive dynasties were built by men who started small but dreamed big. Young Walter Chrysler worked as a mechanic in a railroad house where he made his own tools. Working class Sekiro Honda first designed and sold piston rings to Toyota. The Dodge brothers, John and Horace, began their fascination with wheels as workers in a bicycle company. Charles Rolls was born rich. But Frederick Royce earned his first paycheck as a bird scarer. Do you have a dream? I say with a little inspiration and a lot of perspiration, you can roll it out. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love it.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. And join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens and dozens of ladies that have sent us their photograph, a validated photograph, which means that in the photo they're holding some sort of evidence that proves that they listen to the show. Usually it's a handmade sign of some sort that references Free Talk Live or one of the show personalities, and we put them up on our website because we're really proud of our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live. If you want to join the fun, we've got at least two new Shriners going up this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
FreeTalkLive.com.
I knew about one. That's news to me.
Ooh, one of them's nice. You're going to like it, man.
I told...
Yeah.
Well, the other one is one of my fans that can't go to sleep without hearing my voice.
That's right.
And she's one.
Me? Oh. She's 1 year old, you mean.
Yes, she's 1 year old.
Anyway, 800-259-5791, so get online, freetalklive.com. Wait a minute, do we have Sandy on the line? Is Sandy on with us? No, she's not. Okay.
No.
I thought we had Sandy on. 800-259-5791, so we're talking about San Francisco. And we're talking about the new gun ban that they passed. Overwhelmingly, 58%. They said, we're kind of afraid of those guns. They're scary, and people get hurt by people with guns.
Yeah.
So, hey, laws are really effective.
There ought to be a law.
Yeah. You know what? Laws have really stopped drugs and alcohol and
speeding
and murder. No. No, wait a minute. No, laws don't really stop anything, do they?
No,
laws,
no, they don't.
Laws just tend to get people in trouble for certain things who happen to get caught for breaking them.
Well, it's the chicken and the egg theory, as sort of. I mean, they've said that crimes happen with guns, so therefore guns are responsible for crimes.
Of course.
No. Every man has the right to arm themselves, and the ones that commit crimes with their arms should be punished severely.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Ian Manwich, you guys see my hands?
Yes.
These are some big hands.
They are.
I could easily kill someone with these hands.
Sure.
Of course, I've never even punched somebody, unless it was in a boxing ring, but I could.
Maybe we should pass a law against hands.
I could wring someone's neck with these hands,
right,
with these mitts.
Let's pass a law against hands and have everybody turn in their hands on April 1st. In San Francisco. Let's pass a law against butcher knives as well, and all sorts of blades. Everything that anyone could get hurt by. Pianos falling off the tops of buildings. Let's see, what else can we pass laws against? I mean, gosh, if we pass a law against everything that anyone could be hurt by, we'll all be safe from here to eternity.
Yep.
Hey, you know what? Let's outlaw death while we're at it. Because
then we'll live forever.
Yeah. I've always wanted to live forever, and if all we have to do is put a Proposition D on the ballot to outlaw death, I am all for it.
You know, I wonder about this ban in San Francisco. I mean, did they put a penalty with the ban? Because if they don't have a penalty, then walks around with a gun on their hip? I think that's probably what
I would
do. Hey,
mister, you can't have that gun on your hip.
Go to hell. Nobody's gonna say that to the one guy in San Francisco with a gun.
I don't know, man. Which you'll have to punch that one up because the article I had was just kind of an overview of the different things that passed. If you are in San Francisco,
I've read two different articles on this, and
you didn't see anything.
There doesn't seem to be. They've talked about it being symbolic and all that crap.
Here's what it is, man. Which this is the way it normally works here in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
When an issue gets on the ballot and it passes,
mm-hmm,
then it goes to the legislature to flesh out.
Mm.
So they basically put a general idea of what they want to see happen. In this case, the San Franciscans, some of them wanted to see guns be banned.
53% of them, apparently.
What's probably going to happen here is sometime within the next few months, the San Francisco City Bureau or whoever will actually flesh out this gun ban, and then they will create at that point. By April 1st, they'll have the penalties ironed out. I bet you that's what's going to happen. So, so I want to pass a law against death. I mean, how stupid is this? I'm really not being that silly. I mean, gosh, they pass laws against almost everything else. Why is it that people don't get this? Why is it that people don't understand? How many of those 58% that broke the voted for this new San Francisco gun ban, how many of the 58% have broken a law?
I'm sure all of them.
Probably.
Likely all of them, yeah. Do you think they just don't realize that laws are completely ineffective at changing people's behavior? For the most part, okay, sure, there are going to be some people that are going to turn in their guns, and yes, some people will not smoke marijuana simply because it's illegal. But by and large, most people just disregard whatever laws they want to disregard. And then they go about their lives. If they get caught, then they get caught. And then they get punished for it.
Well, if enough people violate a law, then the law goes away. And if the 48% or 42% or whatever it was left all violated that law, says, hell no, not happening here, not in my city.
Right.
And they said, from here on out, I carry a gun, and I carry it on my hip. And they're not going to be able to take every one of them and put them in jail.
No, they could try.
Well, they might take the first few.
Well, unfortunately, that's what will scare off the rest of them, because everyone's so scared of the state. What you're talking about, man, which would work in any situation.
Yeah.
I mean, if 100 people showed up in front of the police station and all of a sudden pulled out marijuana cigarettes in any given town in this country, the cops wouldn't be able to arrest them all. Mm-hmm. It would be impossible. No police department could take in 100 people at one instant. They don't have the amount of officers on squad to do it.
Mm-mm.
So what you're talking about is a brilliant idea, and I think we're coming close to the time in America where more kind of protests like what you're suggesting could happen, because now we have the internet. Before, you really couldn't put together something like this unless you had a real good phone tree network, and unless you had a real good activist network that was able to, everybody was able to call 10 people, and those 10 people called 10 people, and you'd really have to work hard to put together some sort of a mass civil disobedience like that. But I think that we're on the verge of a time where people are going to start just disobeying laws, and it's not going to happen in San Francisco.
You know, the
it's
marijuana one would be
state.
Great, and you, if you'd got people that like were on the fence about going, you could give them their own, roll your own cigarettes like the bum smoke, and then you could probably get a bunch of people to go for that marijuana protest, like in front of the city police station. You just go, everybody has something that appears to be a joint.
Yeah, and, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So, I mean, and then people wouldn't even necessarily be breaking the law.
True. You could have the lawbreakers amongst them. That way you could still smell the marijuana.
There you go.
But, yeah, one out of every five could actually have a real joint, and then four out of five could just be smoking Phil or tobacco. That's a brilliant idea.
I am brilliant, after all.
And I've actually thought of a possible gambling protest to happen up in the state of New Hampshire, because I mean, vice crimes are so outrageous. Those are some of the first things I think that we need to target, because so many people gamble behind the scenes. There's plenty of people.
Happily.
Yeah, they play poker.
I mean, look at this whole the Texas
Hold'em
has gotten huge.
It is,
and I don't
so
think,
huge.
I don't think anybody thinks that you can play poker with fake chips, because you can't.
That's
you
true.
Cannot play poker. Not really play poker. Not understand the intricacies and feel the passion that is poker by
without
playing
money.
With little red and blue chips.
That's
sorry.
True. That's true.
I mean, you have to feel loss.
That's right. I mean, if there's money on the line, people are serious.
Yep. Seriously scared.
Oh, yeah. You're playing for money. I mean, if you're just playing for giggles and whatnot.
Sure. Not at all.
Yeah, I'm all
I don't
in.
Care if you're bluffing. You know, suddenly if I got 20 bucks sitting in that pot, I care if you're bluffing,
yeah,
son.
Yeah, pretty serious.
The story changes. So I'll share with you my idea for a good gambling protest coming up here. 800-259-5791. But the important part about all these ideas is somebody's got to do them eventually. Instead of just sitting back and saying, well, maybe someday we'll stand up for our liberty. As it gets taken away, ballot provision by these idiots. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Developed to support respiratory health, Mucolixir is a new and unique product offered by Allergy Research Group. Mucolixir contains microdose DNA, a novel regulatory or signaling compound which appears to regulate mucus and cilia motion. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, the small amount of DNA in Mucolixir may support healthy mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Dr. Albert Dahlberg, MD, PhD, states that microdose DNA does not cause any gene transfer. It is very safe and can be of considerable help to many people. Numerous doctors and patients have used Mucolixir with great results. There are dozens of scientific publications from university research on the use of the synthetic form of DNA for immune support in lung health. However, the DNA in Mucolixir is naturally occurring and is used only in microdose amounts. This novel approach has stunned both doctors and patients. Mucolixir can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Wednesday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives for you. The last 6 days are right there, fully archived and described. In fact, we'll take you back even farther than 6 days. You can get 7 months' worth of the show right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. There's no logging in, no membership fee, none of that jive. You just go and get it all for free, freetalklive.com. So we're talking about civil disobedience, and what led us into this conversation was talking about the San Francisco crazy gun ban that they just passed via majority vote. And I was going to suggest an idea for a gambling civil disobedience. And basically, the idea is you go in front of the State Department of the Lottery in whatever state you're in, probably likely going to happen in New Hampshire. You go to the State Department of Lotto, and you start selling your own lotto tickets. You start selling raffle tickets, basically, mm-hmm. in front of the lotto. And you could sell them for whatever level you want. Make it a dollar. Make it so it's easy for people to participate. But make sure you're violating the law. I mean, in most states, I would think that having a public raffle for money is a violation of the gambling laws.
Sure.
So you have a bunch of people show up, 50, 100 people, however many you can get out there, who will buy raffle tickets. You hold a raffle right out in front of the state lotto office. And, of course, the point of that would be to draw attention to the fact that the state has a monopoly on gambling.
Yeah. Well, you know, people will say, but it's for the children. I mean, that's the first thing. It's not for the children. You know, I'm sorry, if your state has fooled you into this whole, it's for the educational. I think Alabama did it right. But you know, it's still the government has the monopoly on the gambling, yeah. And that's wrong.
And the odds are terrible because of the government monopoly. That's why the lotto's odds are so miserable.
Right. Nobody's going
to
win.
Yeah, come on down to my lotto, right out here in front of the lotto building. We'll give you odds of whoever shows up.
Yeah,
you
know, much better lottos.
If 100 people show up, you've got a 1 in 100 chance of winning. But let's go to the phones and to the fun, to Tim in Pennsylvania. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tim.
I was just going, and I think that that's just absolutely horrible. I mean,
yeah.
shouldn't the federal government's law saying that we have a right to own a gun anyway, shouldn't that
trump local law?
It should, but I think that someone's going to have to challenge this particular proposition before the federal government will address it, right? I mean, if this got passed, and it did get passed, somebody in San Francisco is going to have to say no and take it to the federal court in the area and then see what they say about it.
The federal court they have in the area, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Yeah, right. And they'll rule against it.
They're not likely to.
They'll rule in favor of the ban.
Right, they'll rule in favor of the ban.
Then you have to take it to the Supreme Court. And then
who may or may not decide to hear it.
Right. And if the Ninth Circuit Court approves the ban, if the Supreme Court decides not to hear it, you're screwed. And that would be a terrible precedent to set.
Supreme Court's a long way to go, too.
Yeah. So you're talking about a number of years before this will ever actually have any sort of fleshing out in the courts.
Yeah, that's the other thing. What about, it seems like they're like, the one amendment, I'm not sure which one it is, but it's the right to a speedy trial.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like, you know, that trial should actually be speedy, but it's not.
No, the trial's speedy.
Getting to the trial.
It's getting to the trial, but even then.
No, I'm saying the appeals, because the trial, you've had it there in San Francisco.
Yeah.
You forget the trial. We can call that a kangaroo court.
Mm-hmm.
And the appeal, forget it. And the district, you know, the appeal to the district court or Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, forget that too. The only place that you're going to hope to get any kind of justice is the Supreme Court, and they may or may not.
That's a crapshoot.
Yeah,
that's a crapshoot. So this is just an example, Tim, of how it works in this country. The government, local governments, just do whatever the hell they want to do. They pass whatever laws they want to pass, and then they just sit and they wait and they see if anybody decides to challenge them in court. And then maybe the courts will work in our favor, in the favor of freedom. Maybe they won't. But it all takes time, and in the meantime, people are going to be getting arrested, possibly, for possessing guns, which is their right in this country.
Yeah, that's completely...
Tim, any final thoughts for us?
Not really. The other day, I also heard about an article on a news site about the, apparently someone at the Vatican, they apparently don't agree with intelligent design, which is funny because
I could see why they would want to distance themselves from the intelligent design folk.
Indeed,
that's absolutely they do.
Well, but they're all nutty.
Well, of course, the Vatican also came out recently and just basically said. Genesis, not really true.
Yeah.
Remember that? We reported on that.
That's right.
They actually came out and spoke out against certain parts of the Bible. So there's a lot of interesting things happening.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Tim. 800-259-5791. So back to civil disobedience. If you're a gun owner in San Francisco, don't turn your guns in. Because, I mean, do I have to tell gun owners to disobey this law? I mean, are you really going to go and give up your means of self-defense? Because you know the criminals are going to come in. I mean, if we can think about it, the three hosts here, that we're all thinking to ourselves, gosh, if I was a criminal, I'd be heading to San Francisco right now.
Then the criminals are thinking it, too.
They're not stupid. There are plenty of dumb criminals, but those are the ones that get caught. The rest of them out there are running around doing, you know, getting away with all of the crime they're getting away with.
Oh, yeah. All the criminals up in, Santa Cruz. They have so many homeless up in Santa Cruz. All those guys are just going to be buying some guns, head down to Frisco.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? In Great Britain, when they passed the handgun ban there, all of a sudden, armed home invasions started happening in the evenings. And when people were home, they used to happen when people were at work and away from their house. but now that the criminals knew that people were disarmed, who cares? Bust right in the middle of friends at night. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control. 800-259-5791. Will you disobey?
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Attention drivers. Poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Sometimes getting older can be a real pain in the back. Lower back aches, sciatic nerve pain, or that knife in the back feeling is something many of us have learned to suffer through. But now, we don't have to. The sacral wedgie uses the same principle used by chiropractors and osteopaths to correct the alignment of the spine by supporting the sacrum and letting gravity do the rest. Simply line your back with the sacral wedgie under your sacrum and relax for about 20 minutes. You can actually feel many of these aches and pains just go away. Use the sacral wedgie regularly, and many of these problems just don't come back. Get your sacral wedgie today for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and ask about the neck support for perfect spinal alignment, too. Yeah, getting older is a pain, but it doesn't have to hurt. Get your sacral wedgie today. Specify if it's for a man or a woman, and call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and give yourself a wedgie.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791, or go to freetalklive.com.
Show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the phones, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
Hey, man,
anything goes, whatever's on your mind, 800-259-5791. Join us online at freetalklive.com, or we have live streams for you. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both totally free, freetalklive.com. I did a quick Google on the San Francisco gun ban and found an update. The National Rifle Association, which is, they're okay. They kind of... They're useful to a point. They support some gun rights, but not all.
Right. Oh, I'll take them over the alternative.
Absolutely. Of course, the Gun Owners of America are much more of a principled group. But anyway, they are doing something good in this case. They're suing San Francisco because of the ordinance that just passed yesterday. Back in 1982, a state appeals court nullified a similar gun ban, largely on grounds that the city cannot enact an ordinance that conflicts with state law, which allows for the sale and possession of handguns and ammunition. Well, the NRA has filed a suit. Wayne LaPierre says cities do not have the authority under state law to ban the possession of handguns. And even if they did have the authority under state law, they don't have it underneath the Constitution, which quite clearly enshrines a Second Amendment, which gives you the right to bear arms. Of course, the federal so-called authorities have passed plenty of laws abridging that right already anyway. There's over 20,000 gun laws on the Federal Register.
It's true.
And the NRA, by the way, supports those gun laws. The NRA supports enforcing the federal gun laws, which is why they're unprincipled.
They just don't want to stir the pot too much.
City Attorney Dennis So-and-so said his office will vigorously defend the city ordinance, which is approved by 58% of the voting fools. Herrera, the attorney, says the electorate sent a strong message that local governments have a strong role in curbing violence in our streets. What are you talking about, you goofball lawyer? You have nothing. You have no idea about curbing violence and how violence is curbed. Violence isn't curbed by having a big government around. Look at New Orleans after the Hurricane Katrina.
There was government everywhere.
Yeah, that's all there was in that city was government and violent thugs, and there was plenty of violence as a result of it. What curbs violence is the middle class and the poor and everybody else being able to own firearms. And
an armed citizenry.
Yeah, and protect their property and protect their business and their homes and their families. That's what stops violence. And when news reports come out about, you know, muggers being shot as they were trying to mug people, or rapists being shot and killed as they were trying to rape some woman, that's what curbs violence. When the criminals are afraid of their potential victims, that's what does it. Anyway, the 1982 measure, according to the city attorney, was overturned in his mind because it applied to all people within city limits, regardless of whether they lived there. And interestingly enough, this new one doesn't. We were right about that, guys. Earlier this hour, we were just kind of hypothesizing that maybe it doesn't apply to people that are just passing through, and it doesn't. So if you if you live in San Francisco, you're now required by law to turn over your guns. Again, I recommend that you break the law in this case.
Yes,
but if you live in Oakland and commute to San Francisco,
right,
bring all the guns you want.
Exactly.
You're okay.
If you're a criminal passing through, who cares? You can be armed too.
Yep.
These idiots. So the NRA is not alleging the ordinance violates the Second Amendment right to bear arms, but it would in federal court. Oh, if it loses the state case. So if it loses at the state level, then they'll change their argument and appeal it higher up. So we'll see what happens here. We got 5 or 6 months before the deadline on people's right to own guns in San Francisco. If you got thoughts on it, 800-259-5791. Still would love to hear from someone that wants to ban firearms. Otherwise, on the way, we got all kinds of good stuff, including news about Jack Thompson.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.